This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.
The World Health Organization says that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus has been reported in 89 countries, and the number of cases is doubling every 1.5 to 3 days in areas with community transmission. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
Now reported in 89 countries, the agency said Omicron is spreading much faster than the Delta strain in such regions. Not much is still known about it 3 weeks after the WHO designated Omicron a variant of concern. The agency says more data are needed to judge the severity of the illness it causes. It said Omicron is spread rapidly in countries with high levels of population immunity. But it's unclear if that's due to its ability to evade immunity, its inherent increased transmissibility, or a combination of both. It warns that hospitals could be overwhelmed in some places.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. Thousands of protesters marched across Paris Saturday to denounce France's newly announced vaccine pass, which will take effect in January. The French government hopes that a planned new vaccine pass that would be required to enter public places will persuade more people to get inoculated against COVID-19 as the country faces a rapid spread of the Omicron variant. Anti-vaccine protesters who gathered in front of the health ministry challenged the efficacy of the health pass and said it violated freedoms. Saturday's march, which was carried out peacefully, was organized by far-right politician Florian Philippot, who has been at the forefront of protests against the COVID health pass in France. The movement has been active since last summer. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pakistani authorities say at least a dozen people were killed and 11 others injured in an explosion Saturday at a Karachi bank branch. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The cause of the blast at a branch of Pakistan's largest bank, Habib Bank Limited, could be a gas leak, a senior police officer said. A petrol station located next to the bank in the Sindh Industrial Trading Estate and cars parked nearby were badly damaged. The bank's floor was ripped apart, exposing twisted iron bars. A senior police officer told reporters it was not immediately clear how many were dead or injured in the explosion, as the bank had a skeleton staff on Saturday. Construction laws are often flouted in Pakistan. Several sewage drains have been concreted over in Karachi to make way for parking lots. Last month, the country's Supreme Court ordered the demolition of a multi-story apartment building found to have been constructed on an illegal plot at Karachi's main thoroughfare.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Russia's deputy foreign minister said Saturday that his country might take unspecified new measures to ensure its security if the United States and its allies continue to take provocative action and ignore Moscow's demand for guarantees precluding NATO's expansion to Ukraine. Sergei Ryabkov accused Western allies of continuously pushing the envelope in relations with Russia and warned that Moscow could also up the ante if the West doesn't treat its demands seriously. Ryabkov's statement in an interview with the Interfax news agency came one day after Moscow submitted draft security documents demanding that NATO deny membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet countries and roll back the alliance's military deployments in Central and Eastern Europe. Those ultimatums are almost certain to be rejected by the United States. The CEO of Southwest Airlines, who testified earlier this week that face masks provide little value on planes, has tested positive for COVID-19. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Gary Kelly's comments came during a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday.
99.97% of airborne pathogens are captured by the HEPA filtering system and is turned over every 2 or 3 minutes.
So he concluded,
masks don't add much, if anything.
After those comments took off online, Southwest Airlines provided the AP with a message that Kelly sent to employees apologizing for any confusion stemming from the hearing, saying Southwest continued to support current federal mask mandates at airports and on airplanes. A Southwest spokesperson confirmed that after returning home from the hearing, Kelly tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Shelley Adler.
Reporting by remote, I'm Dave.